We're learning Mesillas Yesharim. We're at the end of Perek Hey in Mesillas Yesharim. Today is December 3rd, 2012. Yud Tes Kislev, Tav Shin Ayin Gimel. We just finished where David HaMelech says, Vaymer lo yeshavti misay shav sonesi kal mereyim. Now we're up to Ein lo yilo odom elo tar on anakos atzmoy. It's just a few lines before the parak is over. Maybe around 10 lines. So at the end of this whole conversation, after the Ramchal here in Perek Hey discussed the three main ways, I should say, that the Yitzhahara attacks a person not to become Zahir. And Zihirus is the beginning to Zrizus, as we'll see in Perek Vav. And what were the three ways, as we discussed in the beginning of the Perek? The three are that a person should be busy with the Tirda. I once asked somebody, I said to him, would you like to breathe? Would you like to breathe? Because I said, would you like to come to learn? And I didn't say breathe because he would think I'm crazy. But so His response to me was, you know, there's just so much time in the world, in the day. There's just so much time in the day, you know. And this is not what I have to make my priorities for. And it's a shame because, like I said, when you say to somebody, would you like to breathe? Would you like to live? Well, imagine he says to you back, he says, no, that's not what I want to live for. I don't want to live to live. What? That's ridiculous. But it all depends, like we said, what is dhikr and what's a tafil? Do I make a shahakul on my chocolate chip cookie or do I make a mezonos on my chocolate chip cookie? And many, many people in the world are making their shahakul on the chocolate chip cookie, which is a brachal of atala. To use that mashal. The second was the sreik v'alatsun, the late sonos, that a person doesn't take the seriousness of life serious. Everything's a joke, not a big deal. Just do it. No thought process. And the third was the Chevra Ra, which is so difficult, which is what we're ending with right now. The Ein Lo Yilo Adam says the Ramchal, Ein Lo Yilo Adam El Letaher Ulenakos Atzmoy Ulemnoye Raglov Midarche HaHomoin HaShkuyim Behavli Asman. This is step number one. A person has to make sure he doesn't go to the places which we're talking about with Jewish people. We're talking about with religious people. We're talking about with people who are Shomer Torah mitzvahs, but these people are going to look at him like, what are you doing? Come on, let's go to the golf course. You know, and I'll tell you the truth, I like golf. I like golf. I'm not any good at it, but I like it. But to spend hours and hours and hours and hours? You want to go golfing? It's one of the only sports you could go golfing with a friend. And you could talk Torah. I mean, you can't go bowling, you know. He's over there, you're over here. You send him a text message, you know. You know, you can't do that. But golf, you could, fine. We're not here promoting golf. The point is that don't go to the places where the people are involved in wasting their life. Because what's going to happen is we'll be involved with them as well. Before we know it, we'll be one of those people, Chas V'Shalom, says the Ramchal, that people say, oh, I don't want to be around him. Because it grabs us in, and we don't even realize it. Please. Oh, but yeah, you can't talk with a chavrusa with the bowler, right? Can you? It's difficult.
You could if they were a chavrusa.
Okay. I didn't knock any bowlers on there. Okay, let's continue.
Last week I handed out something I wrote.
Right. The Yoshiv Raglov El Chatzreis Hashem Vel Mishkenoisov. So where should a person direct his feet? Where should he direct his GPS? When he presses home on the GPS, should take him to the base of Medrash. But who should David Atzmoy Mesayim V'Omer? David HaMelech himself says, Erechatz B'Nikoyin Kapoy V'Asoy V'Voz Es Mizbachacho Hashem. I will wash my hands from impurity, and I will circle around your altar, Hashem. We know that David HaMelech, as we'll see in a minute, was the Melech. We sometimes lose track of the concept of being so busy. He had to take care of Klal Yisrael. You learn Navi, we only learn about the big wars, this, that. There was a day-to-day activities that he had to be involved with. And David HaMelech says in Tehillim that he had to go to take care of things, and his feet brought him to the base of Medrash. He says further, what happens if a person finds himself, he's amongst people who are mocking him? And this is the worst. This is the worst when you have situations when people of your own type, when it's someone who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and they knock you, you're not going to them as much. You're not accepting their words to the same degree because you realize that they're not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. It's still not helpful. It's still painful. But when a person is Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, what we would think, Davins, right? But they say, what did you do that for? You have to wear tzitzis? What do you wear tzitzis for? That tefillin, you put it on, it doesn't matter exactly what you put on your head. It's put it on, is enough. Lo yoshis liboy el halag hahu. Don't pay attention. Don't pay attention to this mocking of the mitzvahs that you are doing. Adaraba yilag amaligov v'yivazim. Now I want to say these words with hesitation, but the Ramchal first will translate and then I'll say it my own way, which might be wrong. Okay? The Ramchal says to mock them back, attack them back. Now we have to know time and place. Look inside now, right? Adarabba, Yilag al Maligov, V'yivazim. That's what he says. Right? The English translation, I assume, says the same. Okay? Now we have to realize who the Ramchal is talking to, about what the case is. Okay, let's talk practically speaking. Our goal is Hoicheich Techich Samisach of Lysisil of Chait. Many people don't know of the rest of the Pasuk. It's Hoicheich Techich, so you give Techacha. Don't forget, Lysisil of Chait. Don't bring a Chait upon yourself. The Ramchal knew this Pasuk as well, and he's saying this because the Ramchal was talking to a people where he had to, in order to fight back, you had to fight back fire with fire. Many times, what happens is a person will learn Torah and will unfortunately take it to the wrong extreme, the wrong level. And we have to be, we, all of us here, and all of us who are listening, have to show other people how to do things properly. And if they are telling us what we're doing is the waste of time, you're learning the ancient studies of 2000, how does that help us today in this world? Let's go start a race, a walkathon to support who knows what, you know, saving the whales, whatever it might be, okay? This way we can go on a Chol HaMoed trip and go watch the whales, okay? In all seriousness, we have to make sure that when we respond to them, we respond to them in a way that is going to bring them closer. Now, many times, the person doesn't want to hear. Many times the best response is not a response at all. Many times the best response is not a response. But we have to realize that we cannot let it get to us. Because if it hurts, and I don't want to say what I'm something different than the Ramchal, Chas v'Shalom. The Ramchal is saying, what's our response? That we should be malig them. How could we be malig them? Many times by not responding to them, we'll be malig them. We show them, when you have a bully, And the bully, why is he bullying this person? Because he knows, I'm not going to say my children are bullying, but why does one child sometimes get the other child? Because that one child, you know, they know, my children are great, they're being recorded now, you know, but by all children, even by adults, why does the person go after the person? He knows it bothers him. But if we don't show it bothers, he stops. He's not getting his satisfaction. So by showing that what you're saying does not affect me, and I continue my adherence to the mitzvahs, and even the stronger, and we take the meat of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Me'evar Nahar. Everyone was on one side, and he was on the other side. If you want to try to imagine what Avram Avinu went through, imagine you're walking up Montgomery. This is a long, long road here. Go all the way down to Staples. We all know Staples. All the way down there, Staples. Go all the way up the block over there. Got a lot of good exercise. And people see a Jew. And they take out eggs and they throw eggs at him. You Jew, what are you doing? And they take the rotten tomatoes, not the hard ones, but the ones that when they hit the person, it smashes open. Get the seeds all over him now. Now, I like tomatoes in my eggs, but not on me. And they're mocking and disgracing. All up and down, back and forth, every single day. How much can the person take already? This is what Avraham Avinu went through. Much worse than this. He was thrown to the fire. He was thrown to a fire. He was going to be charcoaled.
When Rabin was killed, a friend of mine, her daughter lives in Manana. So, you know, look at her daughter, you know she's religious. And she's pushing the stroller down the street. And Jews in a car yelled, "You killed Rabin! You
to
killed
her,
Rabin!"
To her. Wow.
And she turned back and she says, "And I killed Jesus too."
That's how you do it sometimes. That's what you have to do sometimes.
That's considered to tease them back is by not saying.
It's sometimes that will do that because it causes them to stop and it pains them.
They want
the charge, exactly. That's what they want. And the main reason behind this is because they know what they're doing is wrong. They know it inside. But for them to switch gears, it's too difficult sometimes in their mind. So what are they going to do? They're going to attack. Right? Instead of the expression, if you can't beat them, join them, they're doing the opposite. They don't want to join, so they're trying to beat. Because if they beat, they show that they're victorious and my way of life is correct. So this is the Eitzah that the Ramchal is telling us that we read last week already from the Ramah. That when we do a mitzvah, we don't let this get into our way. No matter what stage in our lives, whether it's a child, you know, imagine a person goes to say Asher Yatzah and he wants to read it from the chart. And another child says, "What, you don't know my heart already? Well, how old are you?" "When I was in kindergarten, I knew it by heart." Imagine that. Is that child going to want to say, read from the Asher Yatzah chart the next time around? He's going to look around first. So no one's there. Baruch. Again, you don't know it yet. You still don't know it. What's going on here? Right? Imagine a seventh grader going through something like this. He wants to read it, his Rebbe, his motor, whatever it was, her motor, right? Trying to inspire you. It's important to read it and say Kavana. So the Ramchal is telling us here, Adrabba, Yilag Amaligim V'Yivazim V'Yachshu B'daitai. Now this is important. Ki Ilu Ha'yoloi L'Harviach. Not everything wasn't, of course, everything is. Mamoi L'Harbe, if you had the opportunity to obtain a lot of money, im hayamaniach ma shehayet sorich lazeh b'nei chaver shelo yeligu. I had an opportunity to make a lot of money, but what's stopping me? Because they're going to mock me. Am I going to not make the money? Oh, I'm going to make the money. Kol shekein shelo yirtze la'abed nishmosim b'nei lag. Even more so. How much more so? Olam haba, which is infinite, which is never ending, it's netzach nitzachim, it's everlasting. To make a bracha, which adds so much shef on bracha, gives to the whole world. Val derech zeh his hiru zichrenu evracha, havi oz kanomer, v'kal kaneshe, rotz katzvi, v'gibur kari. Lassa yisut soy nevicha sheba shemayim. When we do mitzvahs, we have to do mitzvahs with all of our body and all of our abilities. And I will ask you a question. You an eagle? Are you a nomer? Are you a deer? What is the Mishnah saying here? What is this Mishnah saying? Rabbi Chanan, Wasim, Hashem Mikam Domov. He brings a Zohar Kaddish and the Gra brings it as well. So two different places, the Gra as well. When the Pasuk says in Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Na'ase Adam, let us make man. So Rashi brings down that you see the anivus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the humility. Explains the Zohar Kodesh. Na'ase Adam, Hashem said, He took all of the powers of all the other creatures and He put it into Adam. What does that mean? That means when we have over here, the Mishnah says, "Have you all as kanomer, be brazen like a nomer, like a leopard." when someone comes to Malik to attack us for being from and do mitzvahs with kavana, that's the time Hashem says, I imbued inside of you this brazenness, this azus, to be able to protect yourself and to fight back properly. The Kal Kanesher, be light like an eagle. Whatever you define what a Nesher is. Rotz Katzvi, run like a deer, or however you define a tzvi, a gazelle. The Giver Kari, I don't think anybody disagrees with that one. And Ariel, be strong, do the mitzvahs, do you serve Hashem like a lion. I'm not my lion. You have inside of you the powers. Naase Adam. The David Amar, the Adarabo. What did we just say? We're ending off the perek that David HaMelech, when he would have to go, we'd think sometimes, you know, sometimes you have to be in a meeting or with amongst the company that you don't always want to be with. Oh, if I only had the life of David HaMelech, the tzaras David went through. David, this is not even what's counted as a tzaras, but he had to be amongst the other high officials of the world. Of the other people, of the places. What they want to hear, the Torah, the Musar. They want to discuss how wealthy they are, how much they amassed, how victorious they are at war. What's David's response? David HaMelech says he would speak with Divrei Musar with Torah. Now, we have to be careful. That doesn't mean to sit down and scream at the top of our lungs in a place where it's not appropriate to do that. Because that would not make a Kiddush Hashem. We don't have to push our Yiddishkeit on someone else. We lead by example. He wasn't persuaded by these nonsense ways of life. Because he already achieved the MS. And Yeshaya says as well, and I will speak, David said, I will speak the words of the Torah, the Secha, the testimony of the Torah. And Yeshaya says, Al kein samti fonai kachalamish v'eida kiloi evoish. Therefore, I made my face as stone and knew that I would not be ashamed. When it comes to do mitzvahs, we have to realize, what do we have in front of us? The Melech Malchi Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzava us to do these mitzvahs. The schus that we have to do a mitzvah. Thank you.